Brady, congratulations. You're now a Ranger at Northwest Oklahoma State University, going up to the D2 level for baseball. And it had to be kind of a tough process going in the fall, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. And then a couple months later, here you are with signing for Northwest Oklahoma State. How relieved do you feel?
I'm glad it's over with. This whole process was tough, and it was challenging not knowing where I was going to end up or what all offers I was going to end up getting throughout this fall. Not playing football, I feel like, was a good decision for me to go out there and be able to go on those college visits and find those schools for me. And I ended up getting that the Northwestern offer just a couple Fridays ago, and I decided to wait a week, see what else would happen, and I ended up wanting to go be a Ranger, and that's the process. It was challenging, but it was a lot of fun.
What maybe stood out for Northwest Oklahoma State compared to maybe some of the other schools you were looking?
Well, first, it's a lot cheaper than some of the other schools I was going to go to. A lot of the other schools I had offered were a bunch of private schools, which, I mean, was really good. I was glad I got those offers so that I had options. And then it was just the environment down there in Alva. It was different for me. The coaching staff's really good, and it just felt different from every other school that I had.
You got like the thought that Alva's kind of like a small town like Scott City.
Yes, and I like that a lot. It's probably a little bit bigger than Scott, maybe a little smaller, but I mean, I like this, like the size of it. I'm glad that I'm going there, and it's a good community.
What are some of the other schools you were looking at?
I had my other top school would have been McPherson, and then I had friends in Ottawa University as well. And if Northwestern wouldn't have been the choice, it would have been McPherson.
Well, you know, some great choices there for you here. And what are some of the positions that coaches have talked to you about playing there at the next level?
I'll be going to play pitcher and hitter down there in Alva at Northwestern. And everywhere else, I was going to go catch, or I was going to go catch and pitch. But down there, I've had some other choices of just going to PO other places, which is just pitch only. And I wanted to be able to swing the bat. I wanted to be able to hit. And so I feel like this coach has given me a really, really good opportunity of doing everything I want to, other than catching, which is, it's okay. We'll see what happens after this first year and see if I go fall back into catching or not.
Well, you got, you know, 1 year left of baseball here at high school for Scott City. It's going to be kind of a different team from last year, but I think I'd be pretty excited. What are you looking forward to the most with one more year in Beaver Blue?
I'm ready to help teach some of these younger guys about high school baseball, just going out, having fun, staying competitive, and just have fun, pretty much. That's what high school sports is about, going out, having fun, and at the same time, being competitive. We'll have a lot of younger guys out there, and a lot of guys that, younger kids that know what they're doing, though. I feel like we won't be fully experienced at the varsity level, but our IQ will be pretty high with a lot of guys coming, a lot of those younger guys knowing what's going on the baseball field.
And what are you planning on majoring in?
I will major in sports management on the educational side, and health science as well. And that's what I'm planning on doing.
And does a mullet go with you to Oklahoma?
Yes, it will.
It'll fit in well, right?
Yes, it will. Yeah.